Hey. Hey. Yes, you.
I don't really have much time, so could you please listen to me for a sec before you ask anything? Do you have a girlfriend? No, not like, I'm not trying to ask you out. Just, do you have a girlfriend, yes or no? Okay, good. Because I really need you to help me get this guy off my back. I've never even seen him before this party, but like, he's just been bugging me nonstop. I told him that I'm already taken, but I'm not sure if he believed me. So, he's gonna be coming over any second. So could you please pretend that we're dating? I know this is a big ask of someone you just met, but please, just trust me. I'll make it up to you somehow, I swear. You're literally saving my life right now. You have no idea. Shoot. Yeah, okay, that's him. Just play it cool, follow my lead, and try not to be like handsy. You know, like be kind of handsy, but like not like too handsy, you know what I'm saying? We don't exactly know each other well enough to be doing all that. Cool. Now turn your face to the side so I can get your cheek. Kiss your cheek. Turn your face to the side. Honestly, I don't know how I even ended up finding someone like you. Seriously, I cannot get enough of. Oh, sorry. I thought I had a few extra seconds to talk, but hey, you made it. Babe, this is the guy I was telling you about before. He said he's new around here and thought we might get along, maybe take a stroll around the area a bit. So I wanted to come over and see if you wanted to join us when we go. Maybe we can even find some pretty good spots for you and I to go later. I know there's like a ton of things around here that I haven't even found yet. Yes! The one a couple blocks down, right? I didn't even know you knew about that place, babe. Why didn't you tell me? Well, now it's a spot that we'll definitely have to put on our list. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to leave you out. I don't know if you wanted to come along and join us, but we could always go tonight if you wanted to. It'll be the three of us having a decent time out. And ooh, baby, they might even have like a couples discount so we can get in cheaper. Yeah, I love that. I didn't get to eat much at this party, so we could always share something while we're there. But I guess that's if he wants to come and join us too. I'm sure it'll be just as fun with a third, and we'd have to figure out something with, you know, prices. I mean, you can pay for yourself, right, dude? Not that I meant to, like, I don't want to push you or anything, since I'm sure you probably don't want to feel like a third wheel if you don't have to. Oh, are you sure? We could always just pick another spot if you're interested. Oh, sure, that's fine. I'm not gonna hold you if you have something you need to do. I'll probably see you around the party later then. God, I thought I'd never be able to get him to leave. But thanks, though, for covering. I wasn't sure if you had it in you or not, but you did pretty good. And that call out to the bowling alley down the street was genius. I thought the biggest problem was going to be coming up with conversation ideas, but you really just jumped right in, didn't you? No, seriously, I should be thanking you. I know I kind of came up to you out of nowhere and asked for like a huge favor, but I really didn't want that guy breathing down my neck like all night. He was giving off really creepy vibes. No, I don't know him. Should I? Wow. Ew. No, like really ew. Why is he always trying to talk up women like that? Is he that desperate or is he just that bad in every relationship? Ugh, you're right. I don't even think I want to know what goes on in his life. I'm just glad that we got him to back off. Yeah, I think the last thing a guy like him wants is to be a third wheel. He'd rather just latch onto the first girl that responds to him and see where that goes. Which is pretty pathetic, to say the least. Well, no, actually, I'm not. I just moved here recently, so I don't really know much about the area. No, I'm not putting up the same act he was, and I'm not going to ask you to show me around, either. If that guy's as well-known as you say is, then I'd assume that he's not actually new here, and that was just an excuse for me to walk him around. God, what an idiot. I only found this place because I was looking to meet a new friend on, like, a dating app. You know the, like, friend section of... Yeah. It's... Yeah, they have those now. Have you not been on one lately? There's, like, a looking for friends option that's been there for probably a few years at this point. Like, but it's fine, I guess. I don't think she even made it to this party because I couldn't find her anywhere. She's not answering any of my texts. I guess that's pretty typical when it comes to these kinds of things. Part of the reason why I shouldn't even be using these apps to begin with. No, he was not. So he either bumped into me on accident and tried to hit on me, or I was catfished into it. Does he typically like to crash parties with catfishing? Well, from how he was acting earlier, I wouldn't really put it past him either. But I guess we can't really be too sure. It's always people like him that end up ruining these apps. They're always trying to get ahead of some game, like we're all just here to play with each other's emotions. It's so annoying at this point to try and figure out the real from the fakes. And sometimes you end up standing around at a party by yourself because the one person you thought you made friends with isn't even here. Hey, at least I did the safe thing and chose to meet in a public place. It's not my fault that my friend was possibly some creepy dude that wanted to catfish me. That or she just didn't want to show up at all, which sucks, but there's really nothing I can do. Except I can at least thank you for saving me from a potentially horrible night. Yeah, no. I'd say you're definitely the better of the two options. Much better. So, what are you even doing at this party anyway? You were already by yourself when I found you. How long did you plan on dropping by for? Uh-huh, and it's been how long since you got here? So you've got about another hour or so of you sticking around. Which I'm guessing maybe it's because you're friends with the person running the party. Ah. And did this friend group care that you actually came, or did they just dip the moment you all walked in? You should have at least let them know that you were here. And with the way you handled that creep, you don't exactly strike me as the loner type. More like a resourceful introvert with a little extroversion mixed in there. Or maybe you were so busy touching my arm and shoulders that you didn't even think about how much of an introvert you were. Yeah, I guess you're right. Any introvert would have frozen up even quicker if they had to touch someone they didn't know. But where are these friends of yours anyways? You didn't even look for them? Don't you have a group chat or something? You really did just come here to hang around, didn't you? Well, it's like the more I look at you, the more it just doesn't seem like parties are your thing. It means that you look a bit closed off, a little too attached to yourself and your arms. Your body is kind of steady, but not at the same time. No, you don't need to explain anything to me. Be an ambivert if you want to, but I'm only telling you what I'm seeing right now. And you almost look like you don't want to be here. And why are you? Just to say that you stayed at the party for a few hours? Well, there's a better way to improve socially than to throw yourself around a bunch of people and hope you don't get too anxious. You could just go to the store or even a smaller event than this big bunch of idiots. Wait, there aren't? I mean, I guess I kind of figured that since something like this was happening, then these kinds of things are more normal here. How often do people actually have events? Huh. I guess I shouldn't expect much then if I ever want to go meet up with a friend again. Maybe I'd have to find something else to do around here. Probably go to that bowling alley you mentioned earlier. Okay, I don't mean to sound anything like that guy from earlier, but did you have any other places in mind? Because I'm actually new to this city and I need to know what's good around here. Well, my mom got a big promotion, which brought her out here. And I can't exactly afford an apartment yet to move out on my own, so I just kind of tagged along, I guess. But it's not too bad. So far, I've only been here a couple of weeks, but it's treated me well. I haven't really had time to adjust yet, but I thought this party might be a proper start with a new friend. Which, you see how that turned out. Oh god, ew. You sound like that creep from earlier. How could you possibly ask something like that of me? After I was nothing but nice to you since we first met, and now you want to try and show me around as some excuse to get closer to me? Yeah, of course I'm messing with you. I'd love to explore the city. I'll have to let you know when I'm free, but honestly, it sounds like fun. Here, you can have my number. And then just text me what your schedule looks like. I can try to clear up some time on my end so we can work around it. It's not like I have a job yet, but I'm still taking the time to work on it. You know, resumes and applications and interviews and all that good stuff. Yeah, of course. I'm probably gonna head out of this party, though. Hanging around a crowd of strangers, I don't know, doesn't really seem like a fun time to me. But I at least know you now, so it wasn't a complete loss. Just try not to be a stranger. I still need to make it up to you like I said I would. So, text me when you can, and I'll see you soon. Okay, babe. Then it's a promise.